I was born legally blind. I've been in situations where all of the store clerks are just standing in a circle waiting for me to figure out where my card is.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who are blind or partially sighted, you might know the feeling too.
Which one is my credit card? Now I have to get somebody else to go through my cards to pick out this one.
Introducing a card designed for the blind and partially sighted. Touch Card by MasterCard. Three distinctly shaped notches help people feel the difference between types of cards. Circular for debit, square for credit, and triangular for prepaid.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I'll be able to tell my cards apart.
Developed in partnership with IDEMIA, Vision Services for the Blind, and the Royal National Institute of Blind People, TouchCard is inclusive by design. Our goal is to make every MasterCard a TouchCard.
Just little things like that can go a long way as far as bringing independence to a blind person.
Just a little notch is huge progress.
Because a world designed for all of us is priceless.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of College Football Playoff Focus. This is the show that gets you caught up on currently the latest college football playoff rankings, also on some other things that are happening in the world of college football. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll have your latest college football playoff rankings, the latest bowl game scores, and plus an interview with Matt Miguez. Matt is the co-host of the Ragin' Review podcast. The podcast covers University of Louisiana Lafayette athletics. Also, he is the Louisiana writer and Sun Belt Conference podcast host for Underdog Dynasty. We discuss Louisiana's performance in the New Orleans Bowl, Louisiana's offense and defense, plus Billy Napier, also Cajun Field on a Saturday. What makes Lafayette, Louisiana a unique place, not just for college football, but for living, and also what foods are served at a Raging Cajun's tailgate and so much more. That's coming up on this week's edition of the program. But first, let's give you the current the rankings in the college football playoff. Rankings numbers 25 through 11. Starting off at number 25 are the Texas A&M Aggies. At number 24 is San Diego State. Louisiana comes in at number 23. Number 22 is Kentucky. At number 21 is Arkansas. Number 20 is Houston. Number 19 is Clemson. Number 18 is North Carolina State. Number 17 is Wake Forest. Number 16 is Oklahoma. Number 15 is Iowa. Number 14 is Oregon. At number 13 is BYU. Coming in at number 12 is Pittsburgh. Coming in at number 11 is Utah. Coming up after the break, we'll have numbers 10 through 5. Stay tuned.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere.
Sure beats a golf club or a blender.
Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Nana. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. for turning your living room into your office and your gym, for teaching grandma how to video call and teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
They said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergen.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call and teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call and teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
Now it's time for rankings 10 through 5. Starting off at number 10 is Michigan State. Coming in at number 9 is Oklahoma State. Coming in at number 8 is Ole Miss. Coming in at number 7 is Baylor. Coming in at 6 are the Ohio State University. And at number 5 is Notre Dame. Coming up after the break, we'll have numbers 4 through 1. Stay tuned.
And now it's Geico's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, Geico could save you 15% or more.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Vons for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Vons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit Vons.com/4U for program details.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
And now time for numbers 4-1. Coming in at number 4 are the Cincinnati Bearcats with a record of 13-0. Coming in at number 3 are the Georgia Bulldogs with a record of 12-1. Coming in at number 2 is the University of Michigan with a record of 12-1. And coming in at number 1 is the Alabama Crimson Tide with a record of 12-1. Coming up after the break, we'll give you your latest bowl game scores. Stay tuned.
At AT&T, everyone, new and existing customers, get our best deals on every smartphone. Why? Because you deserve it. For turning your living room into your office and your gym. For teaching grandma how to video call. And teaching her again.
It's the button on your left, Anna. Okay, your other left.
It's not complicated. Everyone deserves something new. So AT&T has given everyone, new and existing customers, our best deals with every unlimited plan on every smartphone, even the latest ones.
AT&T may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Restrictions and exceptions may apply.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Vons for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Vons for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Vons Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit vons.com/foryou for program details.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a 4-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. listen to The Best Gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
You could bring home the bacon, but why stop there? When you shop with Star Market for You, you can bring home the entire breakfast. The bacon, the eggs, the pancakes, and more. You can bring home great rewards, personalized deals, and points to redeem on groceries and gas. You can even bring home a free treat on your birthday. Sounds like we're gonna need a bigger frying pan. Become a free Star Market for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Star Market Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit starmarket.com/foryou for program details.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
45 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
All right, let's get you caught up on the latest bowl game scores. Let's start off with the Celebration Bowl that took place in Atlanta, Georgia, between South Carolina State and Jackson State. South Carolina State would go on to win the Celebration Bowl, final score 31-10. Meanwhile, we had the Cure Bowl in Orlando, Florida, between Coastal Carolina representing the Sun Belt and Northern Illinois representing the MAC. Coastal Carolina would go on to beat Northern Illinois 47-41. In the Boca Raton Bowl in Boca Raton, Florida, between Western Kentucky representing Conference USA and Appalachian State representing the Sun Belt, Western Kentucky would win 59-38. In the New Mexico Bowl in Albuquerque, New Mexico, between Fresno State representing the Mountain West Conference and UTEP representing Conference USA, Fresno State would go on to win 31-24. In the Independence Bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, between UAB and number 13th ranked BYU. UAB represents Conference USA, while BYU is an independent. UAB would win a close one, 31-28. In the Lending Tree Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, it was Independent Liberty taking on Eastern Michigan from the MAC. Liberty would go on to win 56-20. In the L.A. Bowl in Inglewood, California, between the Mountain West Conference, Utah State, and the Pac-12's Oregon State, Utah State would win 24-13. In the New Orleans Bowl in New Orleans, between 23rd-ranked Louisiana going up against the Marshall Thundering Herd, Louisiana representing the Sun Belt Conference and Marshall representing Conference USA, Louisiana would go on to win 36-21. In the Myrtle Beach Bowl in Conway, South Carolina, It was Tulsa representing the American Conference going up against Old Dominion representing Conference USA. Tulsa would win 30-17. In the famous Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise, Idaho, it was Wyoming representing the Mountain West Conference going up against Kent State representing the MAC. Wyoming would go on to win 52-38. In the Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas, it was 24th-ranked San Diego State representing the Mountain West Conference going up against UTSA, the University of Texas at San Antonio, representing Conference USA. San Diego State would go on to beat UTSA, final score 38-24. In the Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth, Texas, it was the Black Knights of Army representing the Independents going up against the Missouri Tigers representing the SEC. It was a close one, but Army would win in a game-winning field goal 24-22. In the Frisco Football Classic in Frisco, Texas, it was Miami of Ohio representing the MAC going up against North Texas of Conference USA. Miami of Ohio would beat North Texas, final score 27-14. And in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa, Florida, it was UCF, the University of Central Florida, representing the American Athletic Conference, the American Conference, going up against the University of Florida representing the SEC. Central Florida or UCF would go on to beat Florida, final score 29-17. So those are your latest bowl game scores. Coming up after the break, have an interview with Matt Miguez. Matt is the co-host of the Raging Review podcast. The podcast covers University of Louisiana Lafayette athletics. Also, he is the Louisiana writer and Sun Belt Conference podcast host for Underdog Dynasty. We discuss Louisiana's performance in the New Orleans Bowl, Louisiana's offense and defense, and so much more. Matt is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to College Football Playoff Focus.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate. Stella Rosa.
Stretch begins in the backfield. Lewis will keep it, looking for the edge. And there's a big gainer, driven out by Nazee Johnson, the safety. On second and five, Lewis rolling to his left, throws back over the middle, and he's got Errol Rogers for a first down. Out of the pistol, Meagle, the tight end, in motion. Lewis to Bailey, out of the backfield, and he's got a first down. Thing means so much to so many of these Louisiana players. And there's Johnson again, thundering inside the 25 as Louisiana just a few yards away from a red zone opportunity. Set back in the pistol. Caleb Carter in motion. They'll feed Montrell again, and that time turn back. Abraham Boplin. Lewis rolls to his left, has an open receiver. It's Bailey in the flat. First down and more. First and goal, Louisiana. Gilmore, season-ending injury last time out. Nothing going. Owen Porter blew that play up in the backfield. The tight end, motion out to the left. Lewis, quarterback keeper. Now he'll throw, wide open. Touchdown, Kyron Lacy.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN as the Louisiana Raging Cajuns defeated the Marshall Thundering Herd on December the 18th, 2021, to win another New Orleans Bowl, the 2021 New Orleans Bowl to be exact. And on the program to talk more about this game and also some other things that have happened with the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, we want to welcome him to the program. He is the co-host of the Raging Review podcast, which is dedicated to all things dealing with the Louisiana Raging Cajuns in the athletics world. And also he is a writer and also a podcast host for catering to the Sun Belt for Underdog Dynasty. Let's welcome him to the program, Matt Miguez. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Ed. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Matt. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Matt, Give me your take. What were your takeaways from Louisiana beating Marshall in the 2021 New Orleans Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, you know, looking at this game, this was a matchup that, you know, on paper you look at, you know, 12-1 Sun Belt champ against a 7-5 team that finished fourth in Conference USA, but Marshall was a better team than their record and statistics wanted to indicate. I mean, four of their five losses this season came by 7 points or less. And Rasheen Ali has shown game after game this year that he is a force to be reckoned with. Grant Wells is a good young quarterback. Charles Huff got that team rolling, doing the right things right now. So I was excited about the matchup. I thought that it was two evenly stacked opponents, and through 3.5 quarters, I mean, it definitely appeared to be that way down in New Orleans.
Yeah, appeared to be that way, Matt. As you said, 3.5 quarters, it was a tough one, but in the end, Louisiana came out strong and they finished the job, beating the Marshall Thundering Herd 36-21. I want to get into Louisiana's offense for a moment. The quarterback, Levi Lewis, this is his senior season. This is going to be it for him. This was the finale for him during his time with the Raging Cajuns. Give me your thoughts on Levi's performance in this game against Marshall. He completed 19 out of 31 passes for 270 yards and a touchdown pass. And he also had 12 carries for 74 yards. So just give me your thoughts on his performance in this game.
Yeah, Levi had a heck of a game. You know, what more can you say? The kid finished 14 yards short of being Louisiana's all-time passing yards leader, as well as he is now the passing touchdowns leader. And, you know, Levi, just game in and game out, has been a leader. He's been the guy that everybody on this team wants to play for, wants to be around. And he's shown that on the field. I mean, there are moments where you kind of scratch your head and wonder what the thought process was, but as a whole, you know, you just watch. He moves the ball. You know, he moves the ball efficiently. He makes plays. He makes smart decisions. He takes care of the football. I mean, he only has 4 interceptions on the entire year. I think that put him at 14 for his career. So the guy's been efficient his entire career at UL. He takes care of the football. He makes the right decisions. And you can tell the weapon that he is when he's able to use his feet. I mean, if you look at that 55-yard run that he had, that was not a designed run play. He saw a seam down the middle of the field. Most of his receivers were covered, so he said, let me take off and see what I can do. And it turned into a 55-yard gain. So just the football IQ that Levi Lewis possesses is phenomenal to see, for sure.
Rightfully so. And speaking of a football IQ, Matt, Imani Bailey, the freshman running back, made his presence felt in his game. He had 17 carries for 94 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns, and he also had 2 catches for 26 yards. Just give me your thoughts on Imani's performance in this game.
Dude's an animal. I mean, just an absolute freak of nature. Hard runner, breakaway speed once he gets into the second level. Good receiver out of the backfield, blocks well. Like you said, he's in the same conversation with Levi about football IQ. Just knows the game. And he was a great pickup for Billy Napier out of Denton, Texas. And he's proven why he was a great pickup. For a freshman to be able to have the performances that he's had down the stretch this year, especially in this bowl game, just absolutely incredible. And I can't wait to see what Imani's able to do down the stretch here over the next couple of years.
Yeah, he's only a freshman, and the best is yet to come, but the way he's set up. And I want to get now to the leading receiver for UL, and that's Michael Jefferson. 3 catches for 108 yards in this game. Just give me your thoughts on how well Michael played in this game.
Yeah, Michael's he's a deep ball threat if you let him get open. He's tall, he's lanky. He's got some speed to him. He's a transfer out of Alabama State. This was his first year with the program, and we were fortunate to have him. He's made some big plays down the stretch. He only had 3 or 4 touchdowns on the year, but every single touchdown that he had was like 35 yards or more. They were all on big play deep balls. So that's kind of what he's been able to bring to this offense, and he did it a couple of times on Saturday in the New Orleans Bowl. I mean, three catches, 108 yards. That's 36 yards a catch. So just unreal averages there. Like I said, deep ball threat, good speed, and he's a mismatch nightmare.
All right, and then I want to get now to the other side of the ball on the defensive side. Lorenzo McCaskill had five tackles in his game. He led the Raging Cajuns with five tackles, and then Andre Jones had four tackles to go along with the sack in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Lorenzo and Andre's play in this game.
Yeah, Zoe and Andre played well. Cam Podescolo was another guy that stepped up with six tackles as well. You know, we were missing a lot of guys. Taylor Humphrey was out with an injury. Parod Gardner was out with an injury. And you were missing a couple guys on the offensive side. But, you know, Lorenzo's been one of our top guys all season. Cam Podescolo has been up there as well. Andre Jones also. And, you know, these guys knew the holes that we had due to injury, and they stepped up when they needed to and made some big plays down the stretch. So that was encouraging to see for sure.
All right, and then you mentioned him, Cam Podescolo had three tackles in this game, and then Braylon Trahan had three tackles and an interception in this game. Just give me your thoughts on Braylon's play in this game.
Yeah, man, Braylon's been phenomenal his entire career here at UL, local kid from Acadiana, and you know, anytime you can get a local kid to play as well as he has, it's definitely a positive going forward for you to, especially on the recruiting trail, because you can show other local kids, you know, hey, you come to UL and this is what's going to happen for you. And so, yeah, Braylon, like I said, he's been phenomenal his entire career, and he made some big plays Saturday, including that pick right before the half.
All right, awesome. And again, UL handled their business beating the Marshall Thundering Herd in the 2021 New Orleans Bowl, winning another New Orleans Bowl, final score 36-21. Of course, a person that had great success during his time at UL is our head coach, Billy Napier. Matt, if you could sum up any words or a word or however you would like to give a summary on Coach Napier's career at UL, what words come to your mind?
Domination, legendary, special. Billy Napier had never been a head coach before coming to Louisiana, and he takes a program that other than 4 years of going 9-4 and winning a New Orleans Bowl had never experienced success in their life. He takes that program in year one, he goes 7-7, plays Tulane in the Cure Bowl, and then for the next three seasons that he's here, he reels off 10-win seasons, three straight bowl championships, and then he tied the knot this year with a Sun Belt championship. So, I mean, you look at the numbers, he was 39-12, 40-12 in his time at Louisiana. I mean, those are just unreal statistics for a first-time head coach. And, you know, our athletic director, Dr. Brian Maggard, put it very perfectly when Billy Napier announced that he was going to Florida. You know, it's interesting to see the way Billy Napier came in and changed the culture of this place. He took a program that was broken and turned it into a powerhouse. And now Florida is trusting him to do the same thing because their program is broken and they need it fixed. Just the things that Billy Napier was able to do here are unprecedented. And I know I speak on behalf of all of Cajun Nation when I say that we're incredibly grateful for everything he did for us.
Yeah, you can say that again, Matt, because I don't know of any Raging Cajun head coaches that have had the impact that he had, and he did it in such a short amount of time, making them competitive and having games being nationally televised on ESPN and things of that nature. I want to stay with Coach Napier for a moment. For those that had not paid any attention to Raging Cajuns football, had there been a coach or someone kind of close in that magnitude like Coach Napier in terms of having nationally televised games and being ranked in the college football playoff in the AP poll and things of that nature?
Absolutely not. When we were ranked for the first time, I want to say in end of 2019, maybe the beginning of 2020. It was the first time we'd been in the top 25 in the modern era since 1943. Billy Napier did things here that we have never experienced, never seen before. And, you know, the nationally televised games, you know, you might have a weeknight game on ESPN2 every now and again, but the magnitude of exposure that we've been able to have this season. I mean, you talk about the Texas game, obviously, you know, we didn't show up to play very well in that game, but I mean, 3:30 prime time on Fox, how do you compete with that? Like, how do you beat that? Like I said, the things that Billy Napier was able to bring to this program just in the short amount of time, like you said, has been outstanding.
Yeah, man, when I saw the news that he was going to Florida, I thought, man, Raging Cajun Nation is going to be very sad about this. But, you know, it's a businessman, and like you said, he came to a broken program, he fixed it, and now he's headed down to the swamp in Gainesville to fix another broken program. But kudos to Coach Napier for what he did during his time at UL. So now with the head coaching search is pretty much intact. So now the Raging Cajuns have their currently their new head coach, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Michael DeSormo will take over the reins as the head coach at UL. Do you think Coach DeSormo will keep the program in competitive as Coach Napier left it?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Michael DeSormo is a winner. He played quarterback here at UL from 2005 to 2008. He's one of the top five quarterbacks to ever play at this university. So he knows how to compete. He knows how to win. And if you look at our current roster, Dez recruited about 35% of it. So he's a relentless recruiter. He knows what needs to get done in order to keep this roster intact. And the biggest thing is that the players want to play for him. I mean, the university posted a video of our athletic director telling the team that Dez was going to be the new head coach. And when Coach Dez walked into the room, the players lost their minds. So that was a cool moment to, you know, see that the players bought into that hire and they're ready to play for Coach Dez. And I keep referring to our athletic director, but he said that the main reason you bring in a guy like Michael DeSormo from within is because the program's not broken. It doesn't need to be fixed. You need somebody that's already in the program that can just keep the train rolling, and that's exactly what Michael's going to do.
All right, I want to stay just with Coach DeSormo for a moment. So it's official. He's the new head coach for the Raging Cajuns. Matt, this off season in college football has been such a carousel, so to speak. Brian Kelly leaving South Bend to go down to Baton Rouge to coach at LSU. Lincoln Riley leaving Norman, Oklahoma, to go out to Los Angeles to be at USC. Marcus Freeman is not going anywhere. He's been promoted to the head coach at Notre Dame. So we've seen this coaching carousel in this off season in college football. Did the Raging Cajuns make an effort to go outside of the university with their head coaching search, or was DeSormo the man for the job?
So the thing with Dr. Maggard is he keeps everything very close to the vest. So nothing's been released about, you know, if the athletic department tried to go after anybody else. But, you know, some names swirled around throughout the fan base. You know, you heard the name Jeff Lebby, the offensive coordinator at Ole Miss, who's now at Oklahoma. You heard the name Pete Golding, who's the defensive coordinator at Alabama. You heard Dan Lanning, who was the DC at Georgia, who's now the head coach at Oregon. You heard some big names that seem to have some interest in the program. But again, like I said, at the end of the day, the program wasn't broken. We didn't need anybody to come in who didn't know how to run this place and change the way things were rolling. So that's exactly why the department thought that it was in the best interest to hire from within and to hire a guy like Mike DeSormo.
All right, awesome. And I want to move along now to just the state of Louisiana and college football. You know, we hear about LSU and Tiger Stadium Saturday night in Death Valley and things of that nature. But there's other quality programs in the state of Louisiana. But UL has really enjoyed some limelight the last several years with thanks to head coach Billy Napier. But can you describe to the listeners out there, Matt, what a Saturday is like at Cajun Field?
Man, it's a great atmosphere. You know, guys, people will get out there at 6 o'clock in the morning and set up their tailgates and whip up gumbo and jambalaya and shrimp stew and whatever else. And it's one of those places. You know, I hosted some friends from North Carolina that came down for the Sun Belt Conference Championship game a couple weeks ago. And, you know, it was crazy. I would walk them through all these different tailgate tents, and everywhere I brought them, they were offered food, they were offered beer. You know, the hospitality down here just makes it different. And, you know, they said that themselves. They're like, you know, we tailgate in North Carolina, but the hospitality here just makes it 10 times better. And so just the hospitality of it all and the atmosphere, the environment, I mean, you might have, you know, 30 to 40,000 people tailgating on a Saturday. So just to be in that atmosphere on a Saturday in South Louisiana is just really something incredible.
Oh, yeah, indeed it is, man. Louisiana is just one of a kind. That's one of the many treasures of the Bayou State. The hospitality is just second to none. And speaking of being second to none, Lafayette, Louisiana is really a second to none city. When we think about the state of Louisiana and just how diverse it is, you have New Orleans, there's Baton Rouge, you also have Lake Charles, and then you have Central Louisiana with Alexandria, and then you have Northern Louisiana with cities like Shreveport, Monroe, and Ruston. But, you know, Lafayette is nestled in southwest Louisiana in Cajun country. And, Matt, you know, can you tell the listeners out there, we know that Lafayette is a unique place, not just from a lifestyle standpoint, but for college football. So can you explain, in your opinion, what makes Lafayette, Louisiana, a unique place, not just for college football, but for living?
Yeah, you know, just the culture, like you alluded to, the lifestyle that Lafayette offers is second to none. I mean, you go downtown and there's bars and clubs left and right. You know, you can go to the farmer's market in Moncas Park on Saturday mornings. You have Cajun food on just about every street corner in this town and in surrounding areas, you know, Bro Bridge and Scott and St. Martinville. And, you know, just like we talked about earlier, just the people, the hospitality is, you know, really something to appreciate, something to be grateful for, because if you venture outside of Louisiana, outside of, you know, Lafayette, you don't really see that. You don't see the Southern hospitality that you get here in Louisiana. And so Lafayette's just a special place to live. And, you know, I'm proud that I've been able to call it home for the last 24 years.
I got to ask you this, Matt. What is going to have a bigger attendance, the International Festival or a Cajuns game on a Saturday?
Oh, man, that's not fair. Festival International, no question. Man, you for Festival International, you'll get people from all over the world. I've met people from Canada. I've met people from Africa, from Europe. I mean, you have people that fly in from all over the world to come to Festival International. So, yeah, that's not a fair comparison. No, Festival International is a good time, and if you've never been, I definitely recommend making the trip in April.
Oh, man, I've been on several occasions with family members. It's phenomenal. And like Matt was saying, he definitely recommends you check out the festival. It's at Festival International in downtown Lafayette. And while we're on talking about sports for a moment, we know that sports and tailgating go hand in hand, and you mentioned about some of the items, some of the foods that are served at a tailgate. Can you let the listeners know what foods are served at a Raging Cajun's tailgate?
Yeah, you know, gumbo, jambalaya are your two staples in Louisiana, but then, you know, we kind of venture a little bit into like shrimp stew, boudin balls. Some people will boil crawfish depending on the time of year. So, you know, there's a lot of different varieties. Chicken sauce pecan is another popular dish for a Cajun's tailgate. So it's a good time. You definitely should show up with an empty stomach.
I've got to say once again, you know, Louisiana is such a unique state. I mean, just the regions are different, but the premise is basically the same. And one of the dishes that you mentioned is chicken sauce pecan. And chicken sauce pecan is really native. Its roots are deep in Cajun country in southwest Louisiana. Can you explain to the listeners, Matt, the ingredients and what's in a chicken sauce pecan?
So, you know, a sauce pecan is kind of like a shrimp stew, but it's more of a tomato gravy, and it's usually a little spicier. You know, you kind of slow cook the tomatoes to kind of get them, you know, that liquefied sense with the tomato paste. And then you just pour Creole seasoning and hot sauce, and then you take some fried chicken and you throw some fried chicken in there. And that's what really drives it home.
Wow, good eating. I got to tell you that, man, sounds very tasty right there. And still talking about the topic of food, what type of food do you enjoy eating at a Raging Cajun's tailgate?
Oh, man, I'll eat anything. Again, you know,
okay.
Gumbo, jambalaya. If somebody's boiling crawfish, I'll dive into that. You know, sometimes keeping it simple, just a good burger, good hot dog doesn't ever go wrong. A sausage po' boy is a good option too. Like I said, man, we know how to do it down here in South Louisiana.
Indeed, absolutely. And you know, Louisiana again is also big on having their unique items, their unique food, but also unique beverages as well. Do you partake in a beat of beer, or do you prefer to drink other things?
So you see, I'm not really much of a beer person.
Okay.
But I will say that if I have to drink a beer, Abita is not a bad choice. It's definitely not a bad option. Abita Amber is a good beer. Purple Haze isn't bad either. So, but no, I'm definitely more of a whiskey kind of guy. So that game day whiskey from New Orleans is spot on.
All right. Awesome right there. And now I just want to get back to football for a moment. Louisiana finished ranked 23rd in the college football playoff rankings. Are you satisfied with Louisiana being ranked 23rd?
Yeah, I think that's a fair spot to be. I mean, the college football playoff poll, if we're totally honest, it's biased towards the Power Five. So really the fact that Louisiana is ranked at all in the playoff poll kind of surprises me. I was floored when Cincinnati made the playoff just because I figured that the committee would do anything possible to keep a G5 out of the playoff. So to see that was remarkable. But, you know, I think Louisiana is a better team than what the committee is indicating. But at the same time, knowing the history of the committee and their biasness towards, you know, the bigger schools, I think being ranked at all is an accomplishment.
Awesome. Indeed, it is accomplishment, considering playing in a small conference like the Sun Belt. I mean, just like you said, I mean, any ranking helps and brings some attention to the program and the conference. And again, that's Matt Miguez. He is the co-host of the Raging Review podcast, and he's also a writer and a Sun Belt podcast host for Underdog Dynasty. Matt, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do at Raging Review and Underdog Dynasty.
Yeah, man, Raging Review is a podcast that I started 4 years ago. We cover anything and everything UL athletics. We've interviewed some big name guests, Bruce Feldman from Fox Sports, Phil Steele, Tim Brando. I've sat down with a bunch of big names in college football. And from Underdog Dynasty, I just cover, you know, game in and game out, the ins and outs of the program, you know, recruiting, game recaps, game write-ups. And then for the Underdog Dynasty podcast, I do the same thing just for the Sun Belt. Game previews, game recaps. We break down any big stories that come across the Sun Belt. So you can check out the podcast on Twitter at Rage and Review, and you can check out Underdog Dynasty at Underdog Dynasty.
Awesome. And one more time, Matt, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as Rage and Review, Underdog Dynasty, and any websites that you would like to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, for sure. My personal social media is at MiguezMatt, both M's capitalized. Again, Rage and Review, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Rage and Review. Underdog Dynasty on Twitter at Underdog Dynasty. And you can find my articles from Underdog Dynasty at UnderdogDynasty.com.
You heard it from him. He is Matt Miguez. He is the co-host of the Rage and Review podcast, and he's also a Louisiana writer and Sun Belt podcast host for Underdog Dynasty. Check out those websites. Check them out on Twitter. Some great information concerning the Louisiana Raging Cajuns and anything and everything happening with the Sun Belt. Matt, thank you so much once again, and if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely, yeah. Appreciate you having me. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too as well, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Stretch begins in the backfield. Lewis will keep it, looking for the edge, and there's a big gainer, driven out by Nazi Johnson, the safety. On second and five, Lewis rolling to his left, throws back over the middle, and he's got Errol Rogers for a first down. Out of the pistol, Meagle, the tight end, in motion. Lewis to Bailey, out of the backfield, and he's got a first down. It means so much to so many of these Louisiana players. And there's Johnson again, thundering inside the 25 as Louisiana just a few yards away from a red zone opportunity. Set back in the pistol. Caleb Carter in motion. They'll feed Montrell again, and that time, turn back, Abraham Boplin. Lewis rolls to his left, has an open receiver. It's Bailey in the flat. First down and more. First and goal, Louisiana. Gilmore, season-ending injury last time out. Nothing going. Owen Porter blew that play up in the backfield. The tight end, motion out to the left. Lewis, quarterback keeper. Now he'll throw wide open. Touchdown, Kyron Lacy.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Shop Mattress Firm's year-end sale and put an end to junk sleep. Save up to $500 when you get a king bed for the price of a queen or queen for a twin. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop top-selling brands and get up to 50% off select mattresses, like Sealy Twin Mattresses starting at $224.99 or Serta Twin Mattresses at $349.99. And shop with confidence thanks to our low price guarantee. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
We can't fix everything, but we can fix this. 200 homeless women, your neighbors, are about to have a safe place to sleep, eat, get clean, and find hope. Opening in early 2022 from Helping Up Mission, it's the long-awaited Center for Women and Children. Go to helpingupmission.org, give as generously as you can. And when the stories of changed lives are told, you can say, I did my part from the very beginning. Give today at helpingupmission.org.
Stella Rosa Wines, already a favorite to enjoy. They're fun, they're flavored, always good to give and enjoy. And this season, they're helping you celebrate with something special. $500 for you after a hectic, crazy year. You could use it, but $500 also to give to anyone you want to. Maybe someone needs the extra boost right now. Enter to win it. Visit StellaRosaWines.com/wish. Must be 21 or older to enter. No purchase necessary. And please, celebrate responsibly.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Wait a minute. I've heard that before. That's the note Jeremy wrote to me in my yearbook in the sixth grade. How'd you even know that?
Because it's from Geico.
Yeah, wait, here it is. Dear Luke, have a great summer. P.S. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. Love, Jeremy.
Geico's had this tagline for years, because we help save people money.
So wait, you're saying Jeremy copied you? Yeah, that actually does sound like something the J-Man would do.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You coming to bed, hon?
Yep. Honey, I'll be right there. Just got to turn out the light. Ow. 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 Ah. Ah.
Some things never change. Ow. Like your kids always leaving tiny toys on the floor for you to step on.
Ow.
And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Sweetie, I think I left the downstairs light on.
Please don't make me go.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate Stella Rosa.
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the Sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. As a financial coach at Operation Hope, Trudy Morrison empowers people to overcome economic challenges and bring their dreams to life. Her mission is to inspire the unstoppable spirit in everyone. And our mission at First Horizon is to invest in Trudy and organizations like hers to create a better future for all. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here. The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Randalls for You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Randalls for You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Randalls Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit randalls.com/foryou for program details.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
Okay, so we have the car payment, the rent, utilities,
and the repair bill.
What should we do?
I know. I'm going to CashNetUSA.com. I can apply in minutes, get an instant decision, and if approved, we could have the money in our account as soon as the same business day.
When you need money fast, be the hero. Go to CashNetUSA.com to apply for the money you need now. The exact timing as to when your loan funds will be available will be determined by your banking institution.
You never want to put all your eggs in one basket. But what if that basket is really, really big? With Cars For You, you get a huge basket, big enough for personalized deals on things you like to buy and even a free treat on your birthday. You can earn rewards on nearly all purchases and redeem them for things like free groceries and discounts on gas. So go ahead and put all your eggs in one basket. Become a free Cars For You member today. No purchase necessary. Download the Cars Deals and Delivery app and feed your joy. Visit carsqc.com/foryou for program details.
Need a last-second gift? Rethink it. The best gifts don't come with a price tag, and you can't buy them online. Patagonia and the Dirtbag Diaries present a four-part podcast series about unique gifts that change lives and bring people together outside. Give used, give back, give knowledge, and get inspired. Listen to the best gift on the Dirtbag Diaries podcast on Spotify.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here. The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.
The unstoppable spirit lives inside all of us. For Matt and Lisa Kuhn, it's fueled by family. Working together to make vehicles more useful for their community, they've become leaders in last-mile transportation. That's why First Horizon is proud to celebrate unstoppable spirits like Matt and Lisa. From the first stop to the final destination, we use our understanding to keep our clients headed toward success. Visit firsthorizon.com/unstoppable to learn how unstoppable starts here.
Hey, do you love a good story? Great. Then you got to check out the Hashtag Storytime podcast. Each episode brings you the craziest, creepiest, and cringiest stories from YouTube, TikTok, Reddit, and beyond.
My story is about the time that I was broken up with at the 9/11 memorial. Twice.
Look, the internet is a dumpster full of stories, and I, your host, Will McFadden, dive in headfirst, sift through the flaming trash, and bring you nothing but treasures. Listen to all 21 episodes of Hashtag Storytime now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of College Football Playoff Focus. Once again, a big special thank you to Matt Miguez, the co-host of the Raging Review podcast. The podcast covers the University of Louisiana Lafayette Athletics. Also, he's a Louisiana writer and Sun Belt Conference podcast host for Underdog Dynasty. Check him out on the various social media platforms as well as the podcast. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson, and you've listened to College Football Playoff Focus.